And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. First two rounds in the NCAA tournament are in the books, and it's one of the most unexpected Sweet 16s of all time. For only the second time in tournament history, a top seed fell in the first round. This time it was Purdue on Friday to 16th seeded Fairleigh Dickinson. FDU is the second 16 to win. They join University of Maryland, Baltimore County. But guess what? They're the first one to win after winning a play-in game just to get into the bracket. 15-seeded Princeton is in, moving on to the second week of the tournament. Tigers beat Arizona in round one, hammered Missouri in round two. Kansas, the second number one seed to fall in the first weekend. Jayhawks were without their most important person, his head coach Bill Self. It showed in a one-point loss to Arkansas. Overall, we have two number one seeds left, Alabama and Houston. Three conferences put multiple teams into the Sweet 16. SEC and Big East have three apiece. The Big 12 got two. The 16 teams that comprise the Sweet 16 come from 11 different conferences. Games will get back on the court on Thursday with East and West regional action. In the East bracket games inside Madison Square Garden, it's Michigan State and Kansas State, followed by Florida and Atlantic and Tennessee. Out West in Vegas, you get Arkansas and Connecticut, then it's Gonzaga and UCLA. Friday's action will be in the South and Midwest regions. The South bracket in Louisville features Alabama and San Diego State. The nightcap there is between Creighton and Princeton. Midwest Regional in Kansas City, top-seeded Houston, plays Miami, followed by Texas against Xavier. Oklahoma City Thunder back within a game of 500 after coming back from 15 down yesterday afternoon to beat the Suns 124-120. Phoenix led by 12 at halftime before the Thunder turned the tide in the second half, outscoring the Suns 67-51 to win by that four-point margin. OKC had no answer for Devin Booker. He lit the Nets on fire with 46 on 8 of 28 shooting. Not to be outdone, though, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander torched Phoenix with 40 on 12 of 24 shooting. Lu Dort had 20. He made 4 of 6 from 3. Thunder once again a game below 500. They've got a four-game road swing coming this week. First three in L.A., two against the Clippers, one against the Lakers, and then a trip to Portland next Sunday. OKC currently holds the eighth slot in the Western Conference standings, good enough to be in play-in games with 11 more regular season games to play. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.